Welcome to this special edition of Truth Jihad Radio. We're going to interview some folks over at the Open Mind Conference in Amsterdam, the conference that was nearly shut down by the usual suspects, and it had to relocate after they got rid of the first venue. We've got a number of truth-telling luminaries over there in Amsterdam, and it's great to hear that Amsterdam is not only wide open to all sorts of vices, but also to the virtue of truth-telling. Let's start with Ole Damgaard. How are you, Ole?
I'm doing absolutely great, thank you.
So I guess the conference must be winding down now. It must be late Sunday evening in Amsterdam. Tell us about it.
No, the first location was what is called the Old School in Amsterdam, and everything was just going great. It was supposed to be Saturday, Sunday, and it was just perfect. And then this whole slander campaign started. The media, there was one big newspaper here that just really went for the whole event. And it turns out that this old school was right in the center of the Jewish, as far as I understand, the Jewish community. And there's a big synagogue right next to it. So there was this massive big protest thing going on, especially against Chris Bolin, who was only here to speak about 9/11, nothing else. And so they forced the school back down, and then the people arranging the whole thing had to totally reorganize everything. So they moved up to a second place where we were yesterday, and then we had to change all the speakers into one day instead. So it was like a 12-hour nonstop thing. It went absolute perfect. It was such a beautiful event. And then to in a public park in the middle of Amsterdam as well, where people have come up and, I don't know how many people we were here, but lots of people coming and sitting, talking, asking questions and so on. So there's been some really great days. But I've got Ken O'Keefe, Chris Bolin, Ian Crane, Willem Velderhoff, who was the arranger, and so on. So let me know which one would you like to say hello to first?
Whoever is nearby. Ken O'Keefe would be great. Is he right there?
Yeah, he is. Hang on 2 seconds.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Ken. It's Kevin Barrett here. We're actually not broadcasting live, but we're recording. How's it going?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Doing well. So what's the word from this conference? How'd it go?
Yeah, it went extremely well. You know, it was a little free publicity with regard to the same old smearing tactics of anti-Semitism and blah, 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 but, from my perspective, that's great. Excellent. Thanks for the free promotion, and, the event was full. I think everybody had a really wonderful time. The organizer did a fantastic job changing the venue at the last minute, and it's a really good event.
All right. Well, glad to hear it. Wish I could be there. I haven't been to Amsterdam for a couple of years. So who else do we have over there? We have Christopher Bolin, and who's nearby?
I've got Frank Rasmussen, and
Let me say hello to Frank.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Sure thing, brother. Sure thing.
Hello, it's Frank.
Hello, Frank. This is Kevin Barrett of Truth Jihad Radio. How's it going at the Open Mind Conference?
Yeah, it has been an absolutely wonderful experience. Willem, the organizer, he managed to move the place in a very short period of time. And my impression were that all the audience who came were very, very satisfied with the whole arrangement. And today we met in a park, and I think about 40 joined up to talk and get some things straight out which they hadn't caught in the presentations.
Excellent. And what's your field of research? I'm not real familiar with that.
No, my field of research is chemtrails and geoengineering. And then I was the founder of the Open Mind Conference in Denmark.
Right. Well, that's a very fascinating subject area. We only have a couple of minutes for this segment. Can you pass me on to whoever's next?
Yeah, you can have the organizer, Willem.
Okay.
He's coming up.
Willem.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Frank. Thanks.
Hello, this is Willem.
Hello, Willem. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, this is Kevin Barrett of Truth Jihad Radio in Wisconsin.
Nice.
Yeah, congratulations on this conference. You managed to scare up a whole lot of free publicity.
Yeah. We certainly did, yeah. It was quite a challenge, but beautiful. So it was all in the case you were there that it was on the right track.
Excellent. And what's your field of research?
Well, I was the organizer of this event. I was my past history was I was a whistleblower in the airline industry for some 10 years. I was a pilot, and after that, that's finished. It's past life.
What issues did you blow the whistle on?
On the toxic air in the airplanes.
Oh, okay.
So I started working on other things, bigger things, and that came up. Manifested in this form, like the Open Mind Conference, and I think especially here in Holland, it was really needed. It was a lot of people were really, looking for this, and so it came through.
Well, congratulations! I wish I could have been there. I hope to get over there and meet you in person sometime.
Yeah, well, you come to the next.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. We'll do the Charlie Hebdo thing at the next one. Okay, so who else do you have there? Is Christopher Bolin there?
Yeah, Christopher's here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello,
Kevin?
Christopher, how are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah. Good.
So you were the one who managed
to
scare up the
You've heard all about the event.
Yeah. It sounds like they have to thank you for all the free publicity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, well, it worked out that way. It's like I always tell people, you want to embrace controversy. And so what happened is that the biggest newspaper in Amsterdam, came out with this article attacking me, calling me a Holocaust denier, setting up a perfect libel case for themselves and bringing a lot of attention to the event. But then what happened was, of course, you probably heard the synagogue next door to the original venue forced them to cancel the event at the last minute, and we had to relocate to a place outside of Amsterdam at the last minute. But
so you were chased out of Amsterdam. you have to be pretty scandalous to get chased out of a place like Amsterdam.
Hello.
Hey, hello, Chris. How are you?
Hey, I'm sorry. I walked away from the restaurant. I wanted to get it someplace quieter, and I walked away from the signal.
Oh, okay. Here I thought we were being jammed by the usual suspects.
I'm in a better place now.
Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah. So basically, you got chased out of your original venue because the synagogue next door, through the mainstream media outlet, basically defamed you as a supposed Holocaust denier.
Yes. The defamation came out on Friday, and on Monday, I think it was, the following Monday, they kicked us out of that venue. But it's also a political thing because the old school building is owned and controlled by the local political party, and they went through the local political party, and the person who is in charge of that part of the city, the mayor of that part of the town, the head man there, he's a Jewish guy, and he worked through the political party to get them to cancel the event. That's what I just heard today. So that's the basic thing. This is the thing: is when you plan these kinds of events, you have to make sure that your venue is secure and comfortable, and you should have really a written agreement when you have an event like of this sort, so that if they back out, you you get compensation, because it really messes you up when you have an event with 200 people and you're planning to go to one place, and then at the last minute you have to go to another.
Right, and we should also make clear that this Holocaust denial defamation was based on you having talked about, somebody asked, do you believe in the Holocaust? And you said something like, yeah, I know that they firebombed Dresden and burned everybody alive.
No. What it was based on, she went fishing. What's interesting is that it was they gave this assignment to write this article to a Moroccan girl, and she was the journalist who actually wrote the piece. But when they published it, they said it was written by the editors. And her last name is Bakali. And she wrote the piece, and so she was communicating with Willem on Friday when they wanted first to call me an anti-Semite. They wanted to call me and Ken O'Keefe anti-Semites. And he responded in such a way they decided not to do that. And then they wrote the finished article that came out on Friday night. They called me a Holocaust denier. And they based that on an article that I wrote a few years ago called 9/11, An American Holocaust, when I talked about the people who were trapped in the World Trade Center being like literally cooked alive by the heat from the fire, the thermetic reaction that was going on below them in the crash zone. And then I mentioned in that article that I was well aware of Holocaust in the real sense, you know, sacrifice by fire of human life in Dresden, in Waco, Texas, and on 9/11. And what this journalist did, very sloppily, she tried to like conflate what I had said about Dresden as being the Holocaust of World War II. So they put a quotation in the printed article where they had like my words in quotation in Dutch that says, you know, that the Holocaust of Dresden is the Holocaust of World War II. And I never said that, because according to the Dutch law, you know, if you compare, you can't compare Holocaust or something like that. So in any case, they clearly libeled me, and I would probably have a pretty good case against them, and I'm planning to look into that.
That sounds good. Well, maybe you can help finance the next Open Mind Conference.
Right. God willing.
God willing. Okay.
So we had a great event, so thank you very much, and all the best.
Okay. Thank you, Christopher, and look forward to catching you down the line. Thank you, by the way, for helping out a little bit with smoothing the Charlie Hebdo book tour, which is coming up.
Oh, good.
And we'll keep talking about
good.
That later. So thank you, Christopher Boland.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
بالهبال فين نكون ما ننساها الجي شحال نحبها كي نكون بعيد نتفكرك ولا بلانش قلبي plein de tristesse mais il sait qu'en revanche où es-tu place du gouvernement ma'amra b'hbabi ou n'koun gharib plein de بالهبال فين نكون ما ننساها الجي شحال نحبها كومون فوليفو انا من نحبها son sac brouille-ma ou baba de son soleil je ne puis me passer depuis mon enfance j'irai dans ces rues sans me Oh, house.